Attorney General Ken Cuccinelli says many victims of human trafficking are unwilling to cooperate with law enforcement because they don't know where they can go when their case is completed.
The girls and young women that typically get pulled out of these sex trafficking rings have been brainwashed. They've been pounded and pounded and pounded, sometimes literally, with the notion no matter what happens, you're going to end up back here. They have no sense that they could end up on their feet. The reason they're there is they didn't have someplace to go in the first place. This is the biggest hole in human trafficking in Virginia. Part of our goal has to be to take care of those victims and to get them back on their feet.
The shelter funds are part of the recent asset forfeiture settlement with Abbott Labs.
And this money will help us take the next step because we're going to get better cooperation from victims. They're what this is all about. And so breaking them out doesn't do any good if they just fall apart anyways. Getting them on a path to renewal is where we want to see Virginia go.
Republican Senator Mark Obenchain of Harrisonburg has introduced legislation to make human trafficking a freestanding felony offense, as well as a bill that would require those repeatedly arrested for commercial sex with a minor to appear on the sex offender registry.
Virginia's come a long way, and frankly, we had a long way to go. The national group, the Polaris Project, had rated Virginia as really in the bottom tier of states in terms of our approach to human trafficking until this past year, when a number of measures really improved our standing nationally. We've made great progress, but it is a huge problem nationally and in Virginia. There are 100,000 children who are being trafficked in the sex trafficking trade, and many of the largest busts in America are taking place right here. And these are not 17 and 18-year-olds. These are 13-year-olds, 12, 13, and 14-year-olds. And we need to continue to make progress, not be satisfied with the progress we've made.
Democratic Delegate Vivian Watts of Fairfax says much progress can be made through educating law enforcement and Commonwealth's attorneys' offices on how to charge and prosecute human trafficking offenses.
If we start by putting in a new law that just somehow defines trafficking, then you constantly have to define what it is you're talking about. I've come away convinced that the strongest response will be to fully utilize kidnapping and abduction because of the big penalties that have already been established and used for decades, and what we need to do is apply that to human trafficking.
Watts says the state must also consider how victims should be treated for acts of prostitution they've committed while under the influence of traffickers.
When a troubled teen leaves home, they are so vulnerable on the street for being talked into illegal activity, particularly prostitution, at ages 13, 14, 15. What happens when finally, particularly females, are able to break from that? What can we do in working with that young woman? Because she has been the victim of a crime, are we now just going to keep her as a criminal because she was a prostitute for her entire life? Or are we going to treat her as a victim of a crime if the arrests occurred when she was 14, 15. Very challenging because Virginia's history has not been one of expunging someone's record.
Craig Carper, WCVE News, Capitol Square.